some in the ocean. That's ugly.
It's not them cute. Aliens?
Yeah, that's not cute. Mm-mm. No way. But being paper with your word, very important.
Very important.
Don't take things personal.
Yes.
It's not always about you.
No, never do your really best. Is. Some of y'all sit down for 10 years and look up and be like, dang.
Damn.
Didn't do nothing.
And try to blame something else. Try to blame your kids. You lazy bitch. Get up. You know that wouldn't ever get there. Like, your daughter 3. You've been sitting down for 15 years. Who are we talking about?
Just victims. Speaking of victims, there's a victim that I actually need to speak to on this podcast right now, I think. I was going to call her on the phone and cuss her out, but I'm going to just subtweet her like she want to subtweet my mom on Facebook.
Let me refill with this. I'm finna
so my mom has had a friend that she separated herself from within the last couple years. And it's a friend that I grew up like calling aunt, like all this stuff, right? And she commented on my, y'all can't see it because I hid it because we don't do that stuff on my podcast stuff.
I think you should pin it, blur out the name, pin it. Like,
ooh. Oh, yeah, I'll pin what she said. Okay. Try it. It's a little cold. Mm. Yeah.
You want to try this?
No. You got it. I don't want no champagne. It's going to give me a headache.
I'm going to send you that far up the ladder to the right, to the crown chakra. Bus.
Anyway, she had the nerve to tell my mom, tell subtweet about my mom that my mom did one of the most abominable sins of all time.
She's
by not allowing... I think she's trying to move in with my mom. And my mom wasn't going to... Like, this woman's been drama her whole life. She's been playing victim her whole life. Everything is everybody else's fault but hers. She doesn't have a good relationship with her kids or anybody.
Mm.
And like I said, going back to the Bible saying, be more childlike. When I reflect on me as a child and my thoughts of her, why do I already know you full of drama as a child? Mm. Why am I even conceptualizing that? So anyway, she came on my post and said my mom is basically just committed one of the 7 deadly sins. So first of all, I don't take well to people talking about my mom. And I've actually been waiting for the day. I always tell people this. I'll be waiting for the day that somebody try me so I can really go off.
They better not try you.
Hello.
Try you, they trying me.
Hello. So I just want to tell the victim that one of the most abominable sins, is it abominable? One of the deadliest sins you can have, you can do, is playing victim. I want you to take accountability. Mm. For where you have placed yourself in your own life. Because you are exactly where you are by nobody's doing but your own. And then you want to Bible thump and use Jesus as a manipulation tactic to try and throw other people under the bus and talk about my mom. And listen, I don't care about respecting the elders. I don't care what I've called anybody. I cannot let you do that. And I'm going to be the one to call you out because you've been needing to be called out for a long time. And so I'm going to be the one to do it. So if you don't receive this message well, you'll be getting a call from me either way. And we're going to talk about this.
Try with somebody else, bitch.
Yeah.
Don't nobody want the recipe to your mom's peach cobbler, bitch. You ain't asked for them comments, them concerns. Appreciate you.
Yeah. Yeah. And she commented this on her birthday. Why you think about it on your birthday?
Nerve.
So yeah, don't you think that's the worst sin you could commit is playing victim?
Victim, meaning playing victim is almost like you taking the gun, shooting yourself in the mouth, calling the police on yourself.
Yeah.
You gonna be on both sides of the courtroom. You look stupid for real. You look stupid. Don't play the victim.
Yeah, don't play the victim. That's one of the
worst
things you could do in your life. It's going to literally take years off your life. Just take accountability.
Like a hot dog. They say hot dogs take years. Like, that's then there.
Yeah. Even if you've been in a bad relationship, it's still partly your fault. And I know that sounds crazy, and y'all going to probably be like, what?
Why was you there?
Exactly. Leave. You once somebody shows you who they are the first time, okay, then that's on them. But when you continue to stay through it and they keep doing it, at that point, it's on you. This person is being that horrible to you.
Sometimes. Now, when it get dark in there and it get grippy, You get dark, warm, and drippy.
Oh.
Moist. It's harder to leave. And I understand that.
That's true.
I understand that.
When you get committed and you love somebody, it's hard, yeah.
It hit different. Do your homework on it hitting different. And then, you know what I'm saying? But you just got to still run, gang. I don't care how good it feel.
Right. It's an illusion. It's an illusion.
How deep it go down there. Mm-hmm. Get out of there, gang.
Get out.
Get out of there, gangland.
And a lot of y'all settle for stuff that you're going to end up resenting your partners for down the line. So please don't sit there trying to settle for things that you know you just not going to be okay with mm-hmm. long term.
It's going to create it. Domino. Sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
So, Michael. Oh, what?
We have one more.
Oh, what? Yeah, there is one more.
Don't make assumptions.
Oh, yeah, that we did say that one.
Yeah.
Don't assume.
Madison's real good at that. Just let y'all know first.
I'm great at not making assumptions.
No.
Oh, I do make assumptions.
Assume.
But I take accountability for my assumption making. But I do need to work on
everybody that. Do it. I make assumptions. I don't make crazy assumptions.
I think it's my tone. Because sometimes when I make an assumption, it's just me asking a question. I'll be like, so you ate that? Or so you with her?
That's a assuming question.
Right. But it's still a question. And you be calling them assumptions. I'm like, I'm asking you. I'm not assuming.
You're asking like, oh, so you her now. Like, what make you think that? Like, I'm not answering that question, but what make you?
What? Is that fly? Thump it.
Need to get you a little frog here.
Or a sticky trap, like the hang.
Get you a little frog, hang going nowhere.
You know, my grandma, I had a pet frog as a kid that my grandma caught for me. Michael's actually said he's going to edit this podcast.
Yeah, I'm going to try. This one, I think it'll be cool. It's going to look.
Yeah, and it'll be good practice for you. But yeah, don't make assumptions. I have been working on that. But I think my issue is, and y'all, please don't take this the wrong way.
You got eczema?
I ain't got no eczema. I do have a little thing by my eye, I think, that is a little eczema.
Right, itchy.
Yeah, it's my grandma.
Wool. Yep. Mm. That's right.
Natural. Don't take this the wrong way, y'all. I'm a Virgo sun and a Capricorn moon. I am extremely grounded. Like, when I was meditating the other day, God gave me a revelation about being an earth sign with the fire rising, which y'all, if y'all out there, y'all don't, whatever, you think it's demonic, I'm sorry. Just skip passage. I was meditating I'm sitting by a fire and my mind is conceptualizing that you cannot make a fire without earth. So like you need the wood from the earth to even start up the fire. You need like the little, whatever it is, you have to have. That's why earth and fire go good together because they need each other.
Mm.
And so I have a really good big three. And a lot of times God has shown me in life that I do be right about a lot of stuff. Now I am wrong. I have been wrong many times, but I've been more right than I have been wrong. And a lot of times it's just me. I'll lie to myself sometimes. I'll know better, but I'm still a little. But anyway, so sometimes I think when I assume it's me tapping into that, but I'm really trying to work on that because I do be wrong, and I don't need to assume.
Sound like you just burning shit. That's what I got. When you said fire,
no,
like you're fire. Is that what you're saying?
No, the fire comes from the earth. They need each other. They balance each other out.
Type.
If you're an air sign and a water sign, you're too loosey goosey. But if you're an air sign with earth, the air, you're up here, but you're also down here. It's a really good balance. If you're an earth sign with air, they're completely opposite. Like the earth literally can't be in air. So it can be conflicting.
Technically.
I think that's why me and air signs don't really, like, that's out of all the signs, I don't vibe with them as well, but then my best friend's in Aquarius.
Makes sense.
I don't know.
I just want a disclaimer. The earth is actually in midair.
There's no air in space, if space is even real. We don't even know what's out there.
What is that right there?
Atoms.
Space.
We don't even know if any of this is real.
Right there.
What are you
living in?
We don't know.
Space.
What they say is air and gravity.
Not.
Do you believe in the earth is round?
What? Why would it be round? Is this the Flintstones? I don't know. It's pretty good evidence on both sides, so I'm just
right.
Not,
I don't know.
I don't want to be stitched or no shit like that. So I'm just say the Earth is cool. It's not real.
Have you seen Inception?
I have seen Inception.
How they was by that black hole? Mm-hmm. It could be something like that.
I just think it's
not Inception.
I don't think it matters.
The other Interstellar, not Inception. Andrew, where they went to that planet.
Yeah, I was wondering when you say Inception, I'm like this.
And you was gonna let me look crazy?
I was walking on the dreams.
Yeah, but no, I'm an Interstellar. They was in space. They went to that planet that was all water, and they thought it was a mountain, but it was a big ass wave. Are you sure, Michael?
No, I'm not sure. I don't. I'm trying to picture it. It's giving me.
Get Google out.
Last day of Earth.
Oh, you thinking of 2012?
That big wave. I thought that big ass wave that hit Manhattan.
Interstellar Wave. This movie came out 10 years ago. What a great movie. See?
The big wave about to eat them up.
Yeah. But when they first got there, they thought it was just they landed in the ocean. And they thought they saw mountains in the distance. Like, they thought it was just a mountain. It was a big ass wave. Great movie. That's the little thing. They lived like by the black hole. Anyway, you should watch it. Well?
That's my favorite book.
Oh, yeah. That is your
book that changed my life was that. Four Agreements for sure. Changed my perspective on it. Now, I wouldn't say it changed my life, but it helped me trust what I was already feeling more like. Mm-hmm. I had these thoughts. I just didn't have any type of, what's the word I'm looking for?
Direction?
Not direction, just.
Baseline?
No, like I was already, these thoughts were already a part of my moral.
Code?
Compass, but like I just didn't have a, what's something that like you're running and you would hear your mom in the crowd, go, mm-hmm. run.
This was your
your
motivator.
It was like an affirmation in a sense. Like it just affirmed
your beliefs, what you already knew.
My intuition was like I could trust myself more. Basically,
right?
It allowed me to trust myself.
That's beautiful. So that's the Four Agreements. Mm-hmm. The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. We'll put that in.
He got a lot of good books, but that was the one that was like, okay, bro.
Did it? Yeah. He
like,
does
okay, bro. You
ones.
Ain't crazy. Bro, you can really, mm-hmm. you can lock in. You can teach in the motherfucking time.
Yeah. Now talk to me a little bit about polygamy.
Not really a practicer. Hard to find women out here that want to share. It's hard. I understand it, but try it. I wouldn't try it.
So ladies, if you're out there in
polygamy. I'm not, don't say so ladies, because then it just makes it seem like I'm just a hungry ass, horny I'm not, I just want to try it. Like, I would like to be able to try it, at least. I probably wouldn't even with it. Honestly. Like, my girl going off eating, come back home.
So you can have multiples, she can't.
That's not what I'm saying.
Basically.
I don't even feel right if I go beat somebody down. That's crazy. I don't feel right if I go and have sex with someone and then go somewhere else to another. It just doesn't feel the same.
So then why do you have this urge?
Back in the day, in my prime, it wasn't a problem.
Man.
I'm just saying, when you're young and you just don't know what you want in a girl, so you just try to experience a lot of different things. And then with that, thank God, I was able to be a hoe or whatever y'all want to call it. I wasn't a hoe, but like I had options.
It's okay. And you were.
I weighed them out often. So
you were.
With that, I learned a lot about what I want, like what I want, what I need, and what I'm looking for, type beat.
So who is your ideal woman? What do you look for in a woman?
I like a woman that likes men. I like women that are creative. I like women that are real. I like a little delusion, in a sense. It's broad, but it's narrow. Like, I'm not real picky, but I'm picky. Like the vibe, got it. Not even the vibe. That sounds basic.
Unpack what you mean by you like a woman that likes men.
Women that like men. A lot of women out here don't like men. They just like. It's women out here that had like that get a man, and it's like a status quo, or it's like getting a man because I need this and this, or getting a man because I don't have to do this and this, or boom, like, I want a woman that likes a man because she likes men and it's like stuff like that.
Do you believe in 50-50?
Yeah. I believe in whatever works. You know what I'm saying? I definitely don't believe in a breaking his back for a bitch. That's fucking dead.
Okay.
Especially when y'all did all that crying just to want to sit back in the crib is crazy.
He's talking about the feminist movement.
Not all women, but I'm just saying, I get it. Back then when niggas was in factories for 100 hours a day, makes sense. Why not come home and pay all these bills? You don't have a choice, bro. Your wife is at home. She can't get a job.
She also has 10 kids. Who's going to take care of the kids?
Crazy. 10 is them niggas not that pull-out game. When did pull out become a thing? When did they start realizing, like, maybe I shouldn't have a kid? Maybe they weren't getting pregnant as often. But 10 is crazy. After the first two, back to back.
Feel like back then it was like 4 kids was the like minimum.
Yeah.
They was not playing.
I think it was like a flex.
Yeah.
I got all these kids.
Basketball team.
I think America was pushing that at that time too.
Yeah, and now you can't even afford. It's hard. It's hard to even pay to have kids.
When we were growing up, we seen a lot of Trojan, a lot of condom advertisements. Oh. I don't see them as much now. I don't see them. I don't see condom. I don't see Trojan on TV.
Well, that means that they're not
like Old Spice was real freaky. Like their commercial was real.
The FDC might have banned condom commercials and cigarette commercials. Oh, the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, sorry. They might have banned both of those commercials.
And they've been that long, though. It's been like 3 years. That's when it's like the Trojan commercial. Or something like that. Durex.
I don't think you have
KY
to.
Jelly. Like that. Just real freaky.
Y'all, please don't be using KY jelly. It's not good for your pH. Oil. I think if you do get the polygamy opportunity, you should get one meat eater.
Yeah, it would definitely be
one vegetarian experience. Like, so you can tell. Case study.
Two completely different that merge with me.
Wow.
And it would just make sense.
I feel like you're like a super anime goth girl.
Super.
And then.
You are. Right, she cooking.
And then
cooking.
On the other one would be just Instagram model baddie.
Lost me. I would never in my life.
I don't mean Instagram model like that, but just
take time to know an Instagram model ever.
Didn't you? Let me stop. Yeah. Let me stop. For you.
Talk to me.
Yeah, let me stop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would never in my life, me doing that is unreal. Like the homies might like it. But me personally, I wouldn't.
Sound like a dig to your homies.
Huh? Yeah, the homies like shit like that, but me, I don't like Instagram, bitch. It's like,
my observations on the women you have interacted with, most of them have been Instagram honeys, and I'm not even playing.
Unpack, come on, who?
Like all of them, damn near.
Unpack.
Got 40, 50, 60, 70 comments in they post.
Those aren't, I'm talking about Instagram, fake bodies, fake, boom.
So we have different.
On Instagram.
I know you don't want no fake body like, girl.
Like just doing promoting their body. That's what I think of, like a fake Instagram model type. I'm like, no.
No, I'm thinking like people with like high following, like they always posting.
I've never even talked to nobody. Talked to somebody like over 10K followers. I'm thinking that's a lot. And if you do got over 10K, probably just fake. Probably bottom. Probably horny. That's a
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like the aesthetic of a, like an Instagram bitch, I would think, would be like an India Love.
Oh, okay.
Like a bitch that...
Ari.
I don't think she's an Instagram bitch. She is now. That's something I would... Maybe. I have to delete her Instagram.
So on the far right would be an anime girl, just like...
Anime, far left, minimalist, super wholesome. For sure, easy. Off the ringer.
Okay.
Not even super... Anime golf. That's scary. This might stab me and her.
Put blood in the spaghetti.
Spiritual witch. That's just scary.
Everything.
But just like an alternative for it. Probably like a musician
mm-hmm.
in a that practice medicine.
Yoga.
I think that would be, like an artist in the health.
A damn doctor. I want a doctor in the
artist. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I think that those are the spectrum of that.
Okay.
If I were to be.
What if we did a dating show for you where it's like Bachelor, but like just.
Why are we doing that though?
It would just be fun. Okay, I'm going to start the application process.
What is that?
I'm going to make up, like, we're going to start vetting women for this.
We should do that.
And at the end, you have to engage. You have to get engaged to somebody.
That's crazy.
It's how the Bachelor works.
Yeah, but like, actually get engaged. Let's just
You might like them, for real.
I should go on a date with each one.
Yeah, that's what, yeah. And then hometown visits. Then you got to go see their, meet their family.
Give me 10. I'll narrow it down to 3. Three dates.
And we're recording everything.
And then I'm dropping one. I'm dropping one each week.
Yeah.
Like, a week is a long time.
Yeah. So here's the thing about The Bachelor. They film all that in a month. It just, they show it to us over the span of. So you would be going on it maybe 2 dates in 1 day. We'll have this wrapped up in 2 weeks.
We can't do 2 dates 1 day. I don't have the social.
Okay.
Especially with. Random. I don't even...
Okay, but the first, you don't have to, it could be like a speed dating thing, but they're all in the room and you just talking to all of them. And then you can narrow it down from there.
I don't know, because then I might have a different response. What if Shorty cute, right? But then that's, like, I'm side eyeing. Like, I'm like, I need to see him one by one. I don't need to see nothing else. I don't need to see nothing else, like one by one. I don't need to.
Like that pop the balloon thing?
Too much going on. Too much going on. Like, I'm going down the line. Like, I'm looking to see who next. I could.
And we're going to vet them deep. Like, you're going to have their big three, like, what their religious views are, what they eat on a daily, what does a Saturday look like to them. You're going to see all this before you even, you're going to have lots of background info.
Definitely do that. Okay. It's going to be scary.
What's the name of the show be?
I love you if they don't.
And he will.
Or I don't. I love you or not. Love you or not. Here I come.
I love you if they don't. And even if they do.
I probably still do. Type shit. Like, it's easy to love somebody when they're loved. It's harder to love somebody when they're not. No. Maybe.
I love you. I do.
Oh, God, no. I don't think it should be a name. I think it should just be dating. Hmm. Dating with Mike.
Dating with Mike. Finding Mike a honey.
Dating with Mike.
Dating with Mike.
Mm-hmm. Coming soon to a...
Mike, Zay, and...
Event center near you. We're claiming this March 2025.
Okay. We're going to have a film crew.
March 2025. Here in Cincinnati.
Probably Cincy. I feel like there's more for you to pick from in Cincy. I feel like... Let me stop.
I think we should just... I feel like the...
You ran through an OKC. I'm not going to lie.
The pod is crazy.
You are.
I promise you.
Do you know how many women I talk to and know that know you and know of you or have messed with you?
None.
All right.
Probably 4.
More than that.
It's not a lot. The population here is 30,000.
Exactly.
You're... 4 is not a lot.
Michael, it's more than 4. It's not like harder 40, than 4. 40.
Hell no. Not even close to 4. You can't even name 10 right now.
I can.
Come on. Who the fuck is I don't even know it.
Let me get my Instagram out so you can stop playing.
This is crazy.
Let me go ahead and get my Instagram.
Come on, bro. You're talking about from 100 years ago.
It don't matter. You ran through.
Let me refill my juice.
It ain't juice.
You can't run through a that's running already. You feel me? Just because I know a lot of ladies does not mean I'm a whore. Does not make sense.
You have like had I said, sexual relations with these women.
At the beginning, I was raised by women, so I'm... I honestly don't know who the f*** that is.
Yeah.
This is bad because...
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
Let me go back to some old ones. Okay. Bree, Cairo. So tell me how fatherhood changed you.
I honestly don't. Like, emotionally, for sure. It, like, everything else, I really move the same way. I'm very much more emotional, for sure. Especially when it comes to them, I'm not. Helps me not be afraid to show emotion. Not afraid, but helps me not think twice.
You tell them you love them and all that.
Yeah.
Well, I know you do, but, like, stuff like that. Is that what you mean?
Like, not have to.
Because I know you said you didn't get told I love you a lot growing up.
Yeah. Just me being able to not hold back my love for an individual is very liberating for me personally.
Because you do hold back quite a bit.
For sure. Have to. You don't just love
money. You don't have to.
Yeah, you should.
Not all the time. Not as much as you do. You do it quite a bit.
That's because I have the tool, too. Some people don't.
You've mastered the art of detachment.
No, I bought the tool to gauge. Like, I can, like, how you have a volume button, like, some rotate volume button. It's either go all the way right, all the way left.
Mm-hmm.
I can 10%, 20, 25, 30, 45, 50, 60, 75%.
Mm-hmm. So, have you ever been, like, in love with somebody, like a woman?
Where are we going?
I'm just asking that.
Where are we going here?
You're saying you turned it off.
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Of course.
Fully, 100%.
Yeah.
How many years ago was that?
Well, let me fall. Are you trying to incriminate me on the pod, dang?
Yeah.
Viewer discretion is advised. If you're watching this and you know me, I would never name drop you. I love you. Whoever that's watching. That sounded crazy. I love you. If they don't, go shop black, shop local.
He's putting the mic down. Okay, we need a journal prompt of the week. Oh, he's showing the fit. Okay. Okay. So tell us what you did here down at the pants part.
So usually when I make some pants, not usually right now. I like a baggy fit. It just depends on how I'm feeling or how I want to make your pants. I usually have them baggy. I'm a bagger guy these days, but I really do any type. I'm getting a little crafty with my sewing machine, but these I added like 13 inches on the inseam to give them that big parachute pants type vibe. Can't see my legs. Corduroy jacket, trim, side, forever, 7, 8 years ago, white tee, suede, trim, Doc. Shout out Doc. Nothing too crazy. Scarf. Did this yesterday. I like it. I think I'm going to wear it different. Later, I'm going to throw it in my back pocket. I just threw it on because I feel like I had on too much black. Needed some color. But yeah.
Wow.
She threw me off with those questions. So I had to show you how to fit real quick.
He had to.
No shop. Black Friday sale going on right now.
How much is the 60%
off? 60%
off,
so hit me.
Listen, y'all, his turnaround time is
2 weeks.
Or if you're me, 2 years.
Winged. You can tell by how that sack just by the way I walk.
I asked this man for lapel pins in May.
We're not doing this on the pod, bro.
I'm
going to bring them.
He's been back to OKC getting twice.
They're getting shipped.
He could have shipped. He
Let
told me.
Let me call my mans.
Yeah, call him. Put him on.
Let me call my mans.
Call him.
Let me call my mans. Gangland. You grab a package yet? Nothing, bro. It's just in a box. I was just calling just to confirm wasn't tripping when I was getting shipped. Yeah.
Shout him out. Everything. We was trying to figure out the last time he was in love 100% and he folded.
All right, bro. I'm going to talk to you about it. Yeah. I'll call you back. Wild.
Okay,
shout
Mike.
Out Green Box Postal Cincinnati. My boy AK got a great shipping services. Shipping and parcel, whatever you need, he got it for you right now in OTR. Very convenient.
Black owned.
It's a very important one. Black man.
Mm-hmm.
Young black man mm-hmm. making it happen for yes. the locals in Cincinnati. Go type in.
Yes.
UPS, USPS, FedEx. Yeah.
Well, we've been podding for about an hour and 17 minutes.
Sheesh. Do you have any more questions?
I could ask you questions for days. This will just be a part one. We'll do a part two another time. But I do want you to give the folks a song that's really been hitting for you lately and a journal prompt that you would like them to meditate on, write about. And then just any like last words you'd like to tell us.
Thank you so much for having me on this pod. Super cool. Super cool vibe. Thank you so much.
Thanks for doing this. Love Thanks for being here.
Love the aesthetic. Thanks. Bright lights. Makes me feel like I'm on Jeopardy. Yeah. Other than that, what are you doing to return back to yourself? How do you return back to yourself? How are you finding the time to do what you want to do?
Your soul. Let me not ad lib. This is your journal prompt.
Yeah, whatever you like. How are you getting back to yourself? How do you come back? What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Is it setting you up or is it setting you?
Ooh. Hello.
Song of the week. I've been listening to a lot of different music. Billie Eilish. I'm gonna go Billie. We gonna do Billie. Wildflower.
Okay.
Let's go Wildflower.
Song of the week, journal prompt of the week. There we go. You guys can follow Mike in his life's journey at I Love You If They Don't, ILUVUIFTHEYDNT.
DNT.org.
Or at Instagram. He also has his personal Instagram. Personal. What is it?
STAYESTEL. Stay still.
EAL.
STAYESTEL. Still.
I don't think it's two E's.
It is.
You want to bet money?
I bet a million.
I bet 100.
1,000.
Don't change it. Yeah, I'm right. Okay, give me my millie.
My fault. Stay still. STAYESTEL.
Yep. And go shop local. You can custom pants, custom shirts.
We got you, bro. Whatever trend that you think you need to fit, I got it for you, bro.
Yes.
I got it, bro.
Who want you? The sewing machine.
I bought the sewing machine from 13 hours. It's in a car. I got you. My mama. Mm-hmm, just hit me. Mm-hmm. Hit me. I got
Best
you.
Best Christmas gifts you could give somebody mm-hmm. something custom.
Something handmade from yes. a young black man. Yes. Self-taught.
Self-taught. So seamstress. Seamster.
I got to finish my
jean jackets, pants. He also has a shirt drop about to happen again. He has shirts, very good quality, like the best quality. I love you if they don't.org beanies. The shirts are great. Honestly, that quality, I'm impressed. We see a lot of people, everybody wants to do a clothing brand, but they don't focus on the quality. They just getting something from AliExpress.
It's fast.
This is some good quality stuff.
They got
it's
merch.
Big.
I don't own merch. We do garments over here, so it's going to take some time, but you're going to be satisfied with what you got.
Yes.
You want things curated and specialized and customized for mm-hmm. yourself, for you. Man, I love you if they don't. Easy.
Oh.
Easy. I love you. That's why I do it.
Wow. Do you have anything else to say? You have any questions for me?
I feel like all these questions were like, I don't know. You didn't really say much on this pod.
No, it's just like an interview.
We can do that. We can make it.
Oh, was this not what you were envisioning?
Next segment, I think we should sew.
Okay, so we just need to go. We're going to go get some thread today and the other stuff.
We should.
We'll have a part two.
Stop it here. We'll take a little break and come.
And so, and talk about what? 30. And maybe I read a story while you're sewing.
It'll take 30 minutes to.
It's nice to be read to. Would you guys like that? To be read to? I have a little Sleeping Beauty book. I have a Mariah Carey, The Christmas Princess.
You could definitely do The Christmas Princess for your viewers. I think they would not like that.
Wait. The Torah, Medical Medium. Okay, well, thanks, Mike, for being here.
Shout out all the homies. Shout out all the lovers.
Shout out the twins.
If you're seeing this, it's not too late, I promise you.
Mm-hmm.
So tap in.
Mic drop. Well, thanks for tuning in for another installment of Bluish Podcast. As always, I love you guys. Thank you for being here. Like you said, it is truly never too late. I hope you learned something from this. This one was a little more explicit, which is okay. You can bear through it. It's fine. It's just the world we're living in. But thank you for tuning in. I will see you guys next time.